Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, best-selling author, researcher, the guy that ran the anti-Al-Qaeda bin Laden unit that was ordered to stand down, major whistleblower. He's on with us, still works with the Army War College and other intelligence groups. At the highest level, he's kind of graduated on from the Army now into other secret operations. And we got 4 minutes left with him. I want to ask you two things. What more we know about Benghazi, because everything you said right after it happened here turned out to be accurate. It's now all admitted. And what do we know is in the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 report? People that have seen it said it would bring down the whole system.
Well, two things. The big thing focus now, Alex, is who turned off the response that night of Benghazi. We know it was turned off, and just so you know how the military works, once a credible act of terror is reported, all commands start, quote, basically, to use a Civil War term, ride towards the fire. Someone shut it all down, and that's what we're trying to get to now. So that's going to be the focus of a number of folks, to include myself. Someone said no to rescuing those people. We want to know who.
There was an order to stand down. There is a cover-up. What did the president know? When did he know it?
That's it. That's what the focus is. As to the 28 pages, I've met with and talked to multiple members of Congress who read it. They are convinced the American people needs to see it. It has to do with information which is not convenient to the White House, either White House, the Clinton White House or the Bush White House, and it has to do with an ally, but since it looked the other way and allowed a lot of support for the terrorists who conducted the attack. And so that's what's in there. It's something that I think it's
right, without getting you in trouble.
It's embarrassing.
But just to be clear, this is what I've been told, that there was a cover-up, that Saudi Arabia was involved, and basically that's why there was a stand-down, because they didn't want to embarrass the Saudis, and that's why 6 of the 10 commissioners want it released. Is that right?
I can't confirm everything you just said, but I can confirm the Saudi is the name of the country which is being implicated, yes.
And do you think it's going to be released?
I'm working with a number of members of Congress and doing everything I can to help behind the scenes. I hope that they do. I know there's a coalition right now trying to get it released, Alex. I hope they get it released.
That's right. You're working with Walter Jones of North Carolina and Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts.
That's correct, yes.
Well, you guys don't need to fly on any small planes, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
You have a lot of courage. Let me just, in the minute and a half we have left, because, I mean, you really are, like you said, in Congress, was a rock star when it came to secret operations. How have you survived? I know you've been chewed out coming on this show and other things. I mean, is it because there's good people, white hats inside the system that are protecting you?
Just so your audience understand, I don't make a lot of money. I still struggle like everybody does. This is not like a glamorous business. People may think it's not. It's not. And I've had sufficient number of folks, Alex, who appreciate the fact I'm telling the truth as best I can to get people, you know, I think the American people are owed the correct and truthful answer. And one of my guiding principles, for better or for worse, is I don't believe there's an expiration date on my oath of office. So what I said when I first put the uniform on, to me, it still applies to even me as a retired civilian. So I'd like to believe that's what, you know, drives me. It's tough to get up. This morning was tough to get up and face some of this stuff, Alex. But, you know, as best I can, I'm going to try to do what I think is best.
So. Now, you told me something off air that I know I can't get into, but you were just saying it's a very interesting environment right now on Capitol Hill.
Right. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. A lot of what is going to happen next is going to depend on who gets the Senate. So, there's a lot riding on, the fact that I think a lot of people recognize, Alex, that this National Security Council, this president, have some real problems when it comes to national security. And I don't think they're going to be resolved unless Congress can get its own act together to help focus on national security.
And the answer isn't giving $500 million to the other rebels. Is the answer what Rand Paul says, bombing them in Iraq and Syria, working with Assad, actually getting rid of them, and not starting an even bigger war if we don't?
That's the right course of action. Plus, we're putting forward the idea of organizing an Arab NATO around Egypt and Jordan to help actually be the boots on the ground where we need them. And trust me, Alex, the Egyptian military is very professional.
All right. Well, Colonel Schaefer, thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Powerful interview there. A lot of news-making intel there, I'll assure you. Just confirming what's in that 28 pages. I've confirmed it with others as well. But I've got to get my reporters busy on that. I tell you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror,
large sections of the Bill of Rights are being incinerated in front of us since the supposed terrorist attacks of 13 years ago tomorrow. Our reporters on the ground in New York City, Joe Biggs and Leanne McAdoo, they'll be joining us live from near Ground Zero that is now a shrine to the end of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and a shrine to NSA surveillance against the American people and persecution of free speech. They will be there reporting today and tomorrow. Dr. Ed Group, one of your favorite guests, one of my favorites, will be in studio to talk about this whole vaccine controversy and how it's affecting the intestines, not just the brains of so many children, and more FDA, CDC whistleblowers going public. There's two of them right now in just the last month saying, no, they were basically involved in a cover-up of autism in the fake studies they put out, saying that mercury was good for children's brains. Close quote. I'm not joking, but that's what they say. And then Colonel Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who ran Operation Stratus Ivy, the Army Special Warfare operation to try to kill Osama bin Laden, and it was ordered not to kill him two separate times, he can give us the real inside scoop on Benghazi and so much more, and on what's happening with ISIS. He was with us the week of Benghazi. And I almost don't even want to talk about him coming on the show, because then they call him and tell him not to, and he gets threatened, and a bunch of other stuff happens. But you remember what he said here, and we've re-aired it. He said it was a hit to take out Ambassador Stevens so the heat-seeking missiles, the MPADs, could be transferred to Al-Qaeda. You now know them as ISIS. Now top generals have said that on Fox News and CNN. It's been in the Associated Press. We told you years ago, it's now confirmed. It was confirmed when we told you. I have a whole bunch of CIA sources, as you know. Some of them have been on air by name, Tosh Plumlee and others. I have Army sources, Navy sources, Marine Corps sources, Secret Service sources, FBI sources. And I don't get my info digitally. That's how we understand what's going on. Plus, I have looked at the situations unfolding for so long, you can just see the propaganda they're putting out. You can see the different geopolitical puzzle pieces. You know the program. So much of what's going on is written about by David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger. I mean, I read their books. Wesley Clark went into a classified briefing after he'd already left the Pentagon. He'd been the head of NATO and other things, so they let him in. We played the clip. He gave two different speeches in 2007 where he was called into the Pentagon, and they were saying, what do you think of this plan, General? It was a former general that was under him. And they said, we're going to destabilize and overthrow seven countries. And they went by list how they were going to do it. And, of course, the plan was later to re-energize Al-Qaeda, to let them run wild. Not that they work for the West and follow every order. They just are very predictable. You give them a bunch of weapons, you open the door for them, you let them recruit in England and Europe, you let them fly back and forth. That's all in the news. They let them just fly around, do whatever they want. Now, over here, the FBI will bust some of them, and some of them are getting stopped because there's, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing, and it's so compartmentalized at the top running these units, shepherding these units, protecting these units, turning these units loose. It's kind of like putting rattlesnakes in somebody's sleeping bag. You don't really run the rattlesnakes. You just dump them in the sleeping bag. Or it's like putting a box of Black Widows in somebody's bed. You don't really run the Black Widows. They don't take orders, but you got them. You took them in a box and dumped them in the bed. That's basically what's going on here. People go, well, wait a minute. You're saying our government runs Al-Qaeda. No. What I've always said is they're protecting them. They're giving them weapons. They're opening doors for them. And then our military has to go fight them. And it's a real war. But the troops are dead and dying so they can have no-bid weapons contracts and destabilize the planet. I was on the elliptical this morning watching Fox News with the audio off, reading the teleprompter text up there. It's funny. Whatever their teleprompter's telling them is back on the screen in the closed captioning. So it's like a two-way mirror as I'm reading the teleprompter that they're reading. And it was the text, and we're going to find the clip and play it later, of Bush in multiple press conferences saying, we've got to stay in Iraq in 2007. Because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will take over and use it as a base of operations.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. Begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we're ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda.
Hit pause. It would mean surrendering the future of Al-Qaeda. And that's true. Because, you see, it's like coloring by numbers. They know Saudi Arabia hates Iraq. We attacked Iraq for Saudi Arabia, basically. That was one of the largest reasons. They hated Saddam Hussein. who, again, I'm not lionizing, but compared to the Saudis, Saddam, Assad, Gaddafi are a much better brand than Al-Qaeda. And so if you don't keep control and have a Baathist, you know, group that's been kicked out, so you put Shiites basically in a coalition government, if you don't do that, the Sunnis are going to come take over, which is actually a true statement. But here's the problem, George W. Bush. Going and removing Saddam began the destabilization to begin with, and you blamed him for 9/11 when everybody knows, bare minimum, Saudi Arabia was caught with their hand in the cookie jar up to their eyeballs with 15 of the 19 supposed hijackers and financing them. Now, there was a whole other operation going on top of it. We know there were bombs in the buildings. We don't know what really happened. We just know the official story is a fraud. In so many criminal investigations, you don't know who did it. But if you pull up to a scene and there's a dead scientist and his wrists are slit, but there's no blood, you know they didn't die from slitting their wrists, like Dr. David Kelly. You got killed some other way, and it's now come out he was murdered by the government, basically, in England for saying there were no WMDs in Iraq. So see, it's the same deal. Do we know exactly who killed Dr. David Kelly? No, we didn't know for the first decade. We just know he'd been murdered, and they'd slit his wrist to make it look like he died from slitting his own wrist. But if you find me dead, and my wrists are slit, and there's no blood, that means I was taken there, and I was already dead. It's the same thing on 9/11. You got cops going, they tell us they're blowing up Building 7, get back, we have the video, we're going to play it tomorrow. It's on CNN. They announced the building had fallen, Building 7, before it fell. BBC later admitted they were told it was going to be blown up. I heard and saw on television, but heard on CBS radio, back when they had CBS radio in 2001, they were going to blow up the Solomon Brothers building, known as Building 7. So, again, I don't know exactly what happened. I just have spoken to the police officers that are on that video, on CNN saying, get back. And they said, well, the Red Cross came and warned us they were going to blow it up and that they had a countdown. And I heard the countdown. Two police officers told me, who were on the video, heard the countdown to 10. So that's why they start running and saying, get back. They're going to bring it down. It's going to blow up, because they heard the countdown. Now, the media spun it that I was saying the cops had blown it up. I never said that. The cops got a 10-second warning to get back. And you see them running, get back, get back. Boom, it blows up. Do I know what happened? No. Are we being lied to? Yes. But they've got this clip of Bush that they're playing all over the news. Oh, this vindicates the whole war. Use some logic here. Going and kicking out Saddam Hussein, who had been in the Stone Age since 1991 with his whole infrastructure bombed, not a threat to anybody in the region. You take him out, it strengthens Iran, it strengthens Saudi Arabia, it strengthens all the other regimes to come in and take over. Oh, and then you got to go back in again to clean them out. And it's an endless war, this endless money pit. What, $5 trillion was the number I saw a few years ago that's been spent in Iraq since 2003? $5 trillion. For blaming them for 9/11. When the Saudi Arabians are clearly involved. Let's go back to the clip here. On the eve of Obama announcing bigger operations against ISIS. Don't believe that for a minute. That's coming up tonight. He runs them. He gave them the missiles. This is ridiculous. Let's go back to President Bush in July of 2007. Here it is.
And that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It may be increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
Well, that's absolutely true, Bush, except our government in the last 4 years under Obama gave the weapons, the protection in Syria, let them get a safe haven, then they ran back across, and then Obama stood down when dozens and dozens of huge convoys of hundreds of trucks and armored vehicles drove in. As if they didn't have drones and satellites tracking them. As if they couldn't have had jets come in and drop JDAMs on them all day and killed every stinking one of them. As if they couldn't have had any tank aircraft go in there and rake them with their Vulcan guns. No, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are destabilizing the whole world, and that's why I say the Al-Qaeda threat is real. ISIS is real, folks. They may let them come here and attack us to take our liberties. So the war on terror is a fraud. I've always said that. But the terror threat is real, and I'll explain why on the other side. Stay with us.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gambler understands. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, so Obama is set to announce reportedly tougher airstrikes on ISIS tonight. That's happening for a lot of different reasons, mainly because Congress, the public, Senator Paul and others last year, Senator Cruz, InfoWars led the charge on this. pointed out that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, that whole group of jihadis are being funded by Saudi Arabia and NATO and Turkey and our government, and Israel's even aiding them in the north of Israel. That has all come out even in the Jerusalem Post. So the West has sickeningly, from France right through to Israel, from the United States right through to Germany, has backed Saudi Arabian and Qatari scum. I'm not calling Saudi Arabians and people from Qatar scum. I'm saying the Al-Qaeda is scum. And these groups are always trying to overthrow their own governments, too. So, see, they're exporting their troublemakers to all these jihadi operations. And Al-Qaeda, it's come out, is so Western-run, with Zawahiri and the rest of it, that they're not cool anymore. So that's why they're trying to claim this split where, you know, well, Al-Qaeda was in charge of ISIS, but now they're not, and now they don't like each other. And that's all to confuse the public that we, our government, gave a bunch of weapons in Syria, in Libya, a bunch of other places, to Al-Qaeda to make those countries be failed states, and then say, oh, my gosh, we've got to invade Libya. We've got to have French airstrikes in Libya because Al-Qaeda's there. Our governments collectively put them there. That's the big enchilada. That's the 20-trillion-pound elephant in the room. That's the dead dog, you know, under the floorboards that's stinking the house up. This is the issue. And if the governments of the world can get away with this, they can pretty much say 2 plus 2 equals 100. Now, why am I saying Islamic State's a real threat? It's just like a box of black widows dumped in your neighbor's bed. The black widows don't work for you, per se, but you bred them, fed them, got them ready, and went and dumped them in the bed. Why are you dumping them in the bed? To basically run your neighbor out of the house. And then you're offering an extermination service, basically. It's so that they have to come to you for protection. Hey, pay me protection or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store. Cicero, 1910, New York City, Italian Mafia, La Cosa Nostra. It's the same deal. You better buy insurance from Homeland Security. You better give up your liberty and let the NSA run your life. You better have black uniformed police on the street corner and big black armored vehicles, or the terrorists are going to get you. We better not let journalists videotape police, or the terrorists are going to get you. Well, here's the deal. The police state isn't in the interest of the police, of school teachers, of auto mechanics, of oil men. I don't care who you are. In the end, an authoritarian state is not good for the culture. But there are always psychopathic control freaks that gravitate towards positions of power in government and the corporate structure. There's a new study out on it today. And they're dominating those hierarchical systems, and they just have a twisted vision of the world. Now, I told you, we're seeing ISIS stuff pop up at the White House, at Ferguson, Missouri. We are getting chatter from Facebook and Twitter from real groups we've known about for years that are promoting ISIS. Government-connected, Cass Sunstein-type cognitive infiltration groups, COINTELPRO 2.0. I'm seeing real street cred with the trendies and with the liberals and people who just want to be shocking and into something dark, promoting ISIS. And I'm seeing demonstrations in Austin, I sat there with binoculars, I got to be honest, downtown, at a friend's house, and watched some of this go on just a few weeks ago. Almost called the police with what I saw going on. But it was probably provocative action, so I just stayed out of it. There's a lot of chatter, a lot of stuff going on, and we have sources inside that are saying all the other stuff was fake. We're being told get ready for something real. If we expose it, they may back off. But Voice of America has come out and said ISIS militants use Jihad Cool to recruit globally. Islamic State extremist group has a phenomenal virtual capacity through social media, and they either get dirt poor goat farmers from the Middle East that can't even hardly tie their shoelaces to go be jihadis, or they get rich trendies and other people from the West to go join them. And here's the big issue, what you're not being told by Voice of America, but that you can see in mainstream news. The British and European governments are letting their jihadis fly back and forth. They're letting them operate. They're letting them recruit. They're letting them garner money to create the clash of civilizations. So that when they do end up attacking, guess who's going to lose their rights? Who do they tell you the last 5 years is number one terror threat? Not Muslim extremists, gun owners, veterans, the Tea Party. It's going to be used against the very good old boys that are going to...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
Al Gore said that by the summer of 2013 that the Arctic ice cap would be completely melted and that the southern ice cap, the Antarctic, would be almost completely gone. He's on record. He also said that hurricanes would be twice as bad as they currently are, and or at that time when he said it a decade ago. And he also went on to basically say that the temperature would be 3 degrees hotter. Well, it is being reported today by Bloomberg.com, linked at the, as the top story on DrudgeReport.com, that there have been no named storms for the first time since 1992, and hurricane overall levels in the Atlantic and the Caribbean are at the lowest level ever recorded. That's a little separate factoid. Tornadoes are at the lowest level they've been since 1960. You have to remember, they didn't have Doppler then, blanketing the country. So it's probably the lowest it's ever been since any recordings have been made, because now they have basically the whole country covered with Doppler. They know every time a tornado forms or sets down. The whole country's covered. Let's talk about areas of Alaska. The whole continental U.S. is covered by Doppler radar systems. And it is the lowest level since 1960. That's USA Today. Lowest tornadoes, lowest hurricanes, and the ice cap got 43% bigger in the north and also 20+% bigger in the south. I'm going to say that again. 43% bigger. Polar bear numbers are five times what they were in the 1954 survey. Look it up. Just take anything I say, type it into a search engine, mainstream news. People say, well, I thought mainstream news lies. No, most of the time mainstream news gets it right. It's when there's some big official story being pushed by government that you can bet your bottom dollar. You can bet your bottom dollar that it's a bunch of baloney. Remember this time last year, Secretary of State Kerry was on TV saying, we have got to strike Syria right now, or they're going to attack Europe and the United States. It's imminent. Lindsey Graham said nukes could go off on the West Coast in New York or in the Carolinas or in Georgia. Remember, CBS News, we did reports on it. If we didn't attack Syria right now, when Assad had done nothing and was battling Al-Qaeda, the main force, now known as ISIS, for 3 years at that time. It's now 4 years. Now they're saying NATO needs to go into Libya because ISIS, Al-Qaeda, is running around slaughtering everybody and taking over the central government. It's incredible. It is unbelievable. And you've got Republicans and Democrats sitting there blaming each other. Well, Bush was right to go into Iraq, and Obama was wrong to pull the troops out, and that's why it's all falling apart now. That's not even the issue, in my view. Why did Obama and NATO allow Al-Qaeda in Iraq to operate in western Iraq and in eastern Syria until they now have engulfed the whole region and are attacking in Central Africa, North Africa, Western Africa? They're popping up in Asia. They're popping up in India, attacking people. These are real jihadi folks that have been green-lighted to cause a global crisis. And the reason I'm harping on it is that if we don't get public awareness about this going, the globalists are going to open the doors for these people to attack. I'm pointing out that they turned them loose so that if any black widows bite us in our beds at night, we know who let the black widows loose. You understand that? Because our government and NATO, the people running our government, these criminals, are turning Al-Qaeda loose all over the world. But then separately, Obama says we didn't build our business and that raising the debt doesn't raise the debt, and Obamacare cut your rates, even though it doubled them on average, on and on and on. Even NBC News admitted yesterday that it's doubling rates and wrecking all these small businesses. That was in the headline. Obamacare costs big bucks and destroys jobs. That's what it was written to do. And guess what? There's death panels. Well, now Obama has come out. Remember, I'm going to pull the troops out of Iraq. I'm going to pull the troops out of Iraq. I'm going to finish what we need to do in Afghanistan. Our troops will all be out of Iraq the first year I'm in office. Now he's saying he never said that. So regardless of what you think about the debate about should we have been in Iraq or not been in Iraq, regardless, Obama ran on pulling the troops out of Iraq, and that's how dumb they think we are to get on the news now. It'd be like if George Herbert Walker Bush said, I never said, read my lips, no new taxes. No, he said, I'm sorry, I'm breaking my pledge, but I have to do this, and he got voted out of office over it. Now, they just say, I never said that you could keep your doctor. Well, yes, you did over 100 times. I never said I wouldn't come after any of your guns. Yes, you did over 100 times, you and that freak, Joe Biden. We're going to go to our reporters on the ground in Times Square. Tomorrow they'll be near Ground Zero covering the fact that Bloomberg's anti-gun foundation basically runs the New York event. There's so many angles they're going to be covering. And they also say New York's the big terror attack if they're going to let ISIS into attack. I don't know. The government's saying imminent will happen on or before 9/11. I'm not saying that. I hope that's not the case. But I want to play a clip of Obama saying over the years that he wanted to get us out of Iraq and would. Now he's saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Here it is.
For the first time in 9 years.
That's 2012.
There are no Americans fighting in Iraq. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. We did. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. I did. You know, 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq, and I did. I told you we'd end the war in Iraq. We did. I said we'd end the Iraq war. We did. I told you I'd end the war in Iraq, and we did. I ended the war in Iraq as I promised. In 2008, I promised we'd end the war in Iraq. We've ended it. I was able to keep my promise and end the war in Iraq. In 2008, I promised we would end the war in Iraq, and we've ended it. The war in Iraq is over. The war in Iraq is over from ending the war in Iraq. That's why I ended the war in Iraq. For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq.
President, do you have any second thoughts about pulling all ground troops out of Iraq?
You know, what I just find interesting is the degree to which this issue keeps on coming up.
This is 2 days ago.
As if this was my decision.
There you go. The Washington Free Beacon compiled that. Think about that. And then he basically goes on to say that he didn't pull them out. They are practicing lies out in the open to confuse everybody. I want to get a breakdown in the last 24 hours since our reporters have been in the on the ground at Ground Zero in New York City of the worst terrorist attack in world history by a non-state group, supposedly Al-Qaeda. Of course, we know that official story is not true, but it was used to take our liberties. But you're somebody that joined the military because your dad had been, I guess, a Marine and a family history. But you joined, Joe, you told me, to go fight Al-Qaeda because you were angry about 9/11, and you fought multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, were highly decorated. What is it like for you now to see all of this unfolding, to know our government funded them, gave them a base again, and now our troops, undoubtedly, folks, airstrikes are not going to take out this ISIS force, the most well-funded terror group ever. How did Al-Qaeda go from being gone to being renamed and having billions of dollars and 200,000 troops? Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com, New York City's Times Square. It's like falling in love with the most beautiful woman in the world and then being betrayed by that woman. You know, I joined the military for a reason, because I saw the actions that happened on 9/11. You know, I think like a lot of young men and women did, they were angered by that without a lot of information, decided to go out, and we went based off the propaganda we saw, and we went straight to our recruiters and said, hey, I want to be a part of fixing this problem. I don't want to just sit around and be lazy. And once I got there and I started seeing the lies unfold, it was the biggest betrayal of my life. You know, every time I come back here, it's a little bit easier for me today because I'm in Times Square, but I'll tell you, when I get closer to Ground Zero, that's when I get choked up and I can hardly breathe. I really get weak in the knees, you know, because so many people lost their lives for a lie, for no reason. And then the wars we started after that fact, the people who died on both sides for lies, for money, for these elite, it just makes me sick in my stomach.
In your gut and studying 9/11 13 years later, what do you think really happened on 9/11? I mean, we know the official story is a fairy tale, but we know Al-Qaeda and these other groups are real, but we know they're being openly funded. I just can't believe they're getting away with it. I mean, the bare minimum, our government is funding and letting these people attack us.
Yeah, it's disgusting to see. I mean, you got to think about this. How many coincidences could happen in one day? And still people, they believe that. You know, how does a building right down the street from the towers fall at free fall speed? You know, Building 7, that's mind-blowing. If that doesn't make you think about the situation, I don't know what else does. A plane hitting the Pentagon without leaving any kind of wing marks, any kind of engine parts on the ground, just something that disintegrated into nothingness? I mean, it's a joke. It's a complete and total joke. All you have to do is go back, watch the videos, look at the news clips of them looking over the ground. Any plane crash you've ever seen in history, there's chunks of an engine, things like that. And every time that we've had one on, or the crashes that day, we're all just disintegrated nothingness. I mean, that's all you have to do is look at that. You don't need to be any kind of expert at anything to know. Just to look at the ground, go back and look at other plane crashes that have happened.
Joe Biggs reporting from New York City in Times Square right now. I know you've got a bunch of stories. You're working on a lot of different angles. Tell folks some of the reports that are going to be coming up to Infowars.com and tomorrow when we have a live coverage of the memorial.
Well, yeah, we're going to do some man on the streets. I personally want to get out and speak to a lot of the people, ask them that they think that the 13th anniversary of 9/11 will usher in a new decade of terror with this ISIS group. You know, I want to find out if people are really disturbed as I am that there are 28 classified files still missing from the 9/11 report. You know, Ron Paul is starting this offensive, basically, with social media. He wants people to put videos up saying, hey, we demand to have these 28 pages declassified. What are you hiding? You know, and based off some of the stuff, some of the people he's talked to, he knows that, well, he believes that, you know, President Bush had prior knowledge of the 9/11 attacks based off that. So I want to ask a lot of people how they feel about that as well. Also, if they think the ISIS terror threat is something that they're really worried about here in New York City, I'm very curious as to the, I don't know, the mood, I would say, of the people who lived here, went through the first 9/11, and if they think something like that is something that could actually happen again here.
Joe, I want to expand on that point that you just brought up. We're not the ones that two Fridays ago put out the report saying that the government believes that an attack is imminent and will happen on or before 9/11. That was out of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol. We sent you down there to the border to cover it, to try to draw attention to it. And, you know, I hope there's no attack today or tomorrow. I'm trying to stop an attack because I don't want people to lose their lives, but even bigger, for all of us to collectively lose the engine of freedom, liberty. And so that's why we're trying to draw attention to this. Clearly, Al-Qaeda, as it's operated, has been a cutout group pretty much run by Western intelligence. This new ISIS group is a gigantic Saudi Arabian run, protected group, but it's clearly not being commanded by anybody, and it's just been turned loose to run crazy, but it's allowed to operate on Western social media and allowed to fly back and forth into England and Europe. That's the big tell, that this is a Western-backed jihadi group. Do you think the establishment can get away, Joe, with creating a group like this and turning it loose?
Well, of course, and, you know, like we said, we fund them, we back them. They are now the, you know, most well-funded terrorist organization in the world. You know, the fact that the CIA is giving them this money, I mean, quite honestly, do I think that a plane is going to fly into something? Honestly, no. I think they're going to use them, fly them in here, and then drop them off. I think that's a better chance. I mean, if we're funding them, we're not just going to have them fly into our airspace. Why just go ahead and bring them in on a American Airlines, something like that, drop them off, let them meet up with some of their little sleeper cell things? It's a very plausible thing that could happen. You know, I don't foresee another exact 9/11 happen, but I see something on the ground. I think that would be more of a different way that they would do it this time.
Well, here's the deal. When a bunch of Al-Qaeda people or ISIS people go into school and kill 150 little kids, I'm not turning my guns in because the government opened the border up and gave them weapons and let them come here. And I'm going to be demanding, and everybody else should be, that the government people involved letting this happen, that they hang after a trial right next to the Al-Qaeda people. I've had enough of a bunch of crazy jihadi scumbags being turned loose all over the world to destroy Libya, destroy Syria, attack Europe. What do you say, Joe Biggs?
Oh, I'm completely sick of it. It's ridiculous. And like you said, all they want to do is use this. The elite, they love to have wars. They want wars. They make money off of it. This is their new tool. ISIS is their Frankenstein, like I said last week over in El Paso. That's the Obama administration's monster that they created. They want them to run around and put fear in the eyes of the American people so they feel like, oh, I need you more. I need you more, Obama. I need you. Take my liberties away. I need police. I need MRAPs up and down the road.
That's it.
You guys can have all the guns. Take my guns. I don't need them.
Well, Joe, I know you're going to be doing some live streams. We'll have them linked up on Infowars.com. We're going to come back and talk to Leanne McAdoo for the next two segments. I had a Dr. Group joining us in the studio. But if you've got more to report coming up in about an hour and a half before Schaefer joins us, Schaefer's on at 1:30 Central today, Colonel Schaefer, with a lot of key intel. We'll be talking to you at 1 o'clock today if you've got more. If not, we'll watch for those reports on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back and get Leanne McAdoo's take and some of the stories she's working on for InfoWars Nightly News and the syndicated radio show. This is mainly a radio show, but we simulcast television. And, of course, we have the nightly news at night. When you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member for $5.95 a month, that's what funds this operation. That's how we pay for the reporters and the video editors and the investigative journalists and the fact checkers and all the rest of it. And that's how we're building a true 21st century media operation. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Each membership for $5.95 is really 11 memberships. If you have a membership, share it with friends and family. 11 people can tune in day or night simultaneously. Everyone can tune into the free radio show online, the free podcast, and the free video feed of the daytime radio show at Infowars.com/show. But when you subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, you get the films in HD, the nightly news when it first airs, the archives, almost 20 years of material. The site's been up for, I don't know, 12, 13 years. I forget. The point, PrisonPlanet.tv, our own home, our own operation base, so they can't censor us as easily. All our great reporters like Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, John Bound, Darren McBreen, and so many others, and all of our writers, the synergy, the fusion. You've made it all possible. Double down. Continue those memberships or get a membership today. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at TerraGanics.com.
teraginix.com, spelled teraginix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Teraginix. Life's getting better.
Listen to this song this morning on the elliptical. I think that section that Merle Haggard sings is one of the most beautiful pieces of country music I've ever heard. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too.
Her favorite one, it's me.
Of course, good old Willie Nelson.
And to cry when you said goodbye. Sank to your dream.
All right, Leanne McAdoo joins us from the ground there in New York City in Times Square. Leanne's got a bunch of special reports coming up on the nightly news tonight and live with us tomorrow covering the 13th anniversary of what has become a national holiday of fear-mongering and attacking basic liberty. And here we are 13 years later, total NSA spying, wide open borders, checkpoints internally, TSA groping everyone, and our government giving Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda. We now know the war on terror is confirmed a total fraud and an attack on our freedoms. Leanne McAdoo.
That's right, Alex. Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com. I'm standing here in Times Square in New York City. This is apparently the number one terror target, according to the glossy online ISIS jihadi recruitment magazine. I was absolutely shocked, Alex, to find out that the mayor does not have security clearance to classified information. Just one day before the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, this city right here has a terror threat on it, heightened alert, and the mayor doesn't even have access to classified information that could protect this town.
No, the mayor doesn't have access to 15,000 Stinger missiles, but Al-Qaeda does because our government gave it to him. But that's a non-issue.
Yeah, absolutely. He also doesn't have the ability to even control the ceremony tomorrow. Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg decided that he was going to go ahead and keep on having control over the official narrative of 9/11. That includes not inviting the first responders. They're going to be locked outside the gates. So
that's right. They're not even allowed in. Not just the families, the actual first responders, because they keep complaining that they were never given health care. No, it's all about a gun grabber and the Bloomberg Foundation running it and collecting money. We know United Way and others, Leanne, got caught on 9/11, along with the Red Cross, collecting billions and giving part of it to gun control groups. How much you want to bet? I know you're investigating that and looking into, is Bloomberg skimming money out of the 9/11 fund to give it to his little vicious scumbag friends across the country?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, why wouldn't he? He can easily siphon off that money to further his own agenda. We all know that that's what he is very good at, pushing his agendas, his stupid soda ban. I mean, really. So, of course, he's going to siphon off money to further his agenda. And that's the thing that's really frightening. If this Memorial Museum 10, 20, 30 years down the line continues to just push that official narrative, kids growing up, I mean, you can barely convince them that 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5. Now they're going to just be going to this museum and continue to regurgitate this false narrative surrounding 9/11. We can thank Michael Bloomberg and the rest of the globalists for that.
Now, I know that the city's also been trying to ban cartoon characters out there on the street. But I do see Mickey Mouse is behind you and also Elmo. Mm-hmm. So,
they're all around here. David Knight did a really great investigative report on this, but apparently a lot of these costume characters were really upset about the fact that illegal aliens were coming in and giving them competition for these jobs. So they're trying to band together and form these unions and get the city to force these illegal aliens to not come and, you know, give them competition. Turns out a lot of these people themselves are undocumented, so it's kind of...
So you've got the undocumented trying to stop the undocumented. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Leanne. Back.
Thank you.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.